Welcome to the Church of the Redeemer's Weekly Podcast. We pray that you will enjoy this week's sermon, and we hope that you will follow us at www.cotrb.org, and may God continue to bless you.
Amen. Nobody like you, Lord. Yes. Giving glory to God the Father, my Creator. Giving glory to God the Son, my Redeemer. Giving glory to God the Holy Spirit, my Sustainer. Good morning, Redeemer. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. If you would, and I know you have your Bibles, if you would turn back to Psalm 34, that's where we was at last week, and God told me I was not finished. Go back to Psalm 34. Amen. Amen. It's one of the benefits of being able to preach back to back that you can do somewhat of a series or somewhat of a continuation of a text. Amen. Amen. Psalm 34, and I will be reading three verses. I'll be reading the three verses I skipped over last week, verses 1 to 3. And just so you know, I'm following the way that it actually happened, not the way that it was written. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? I know it's early and you may not have had your coffee yet, but last week we talked about the prayer of Psalm 34. This week we're going to talk about the praise of Psalm 34. But when I mean order, I need you to understand that David prayed first. And because his prayer got answered, that it produced his praise. So I am going in the order that it happened, if that's all right. So you should be at Psalm 34 by now. And I'll be reading verses 1 to 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Now, normally, I would say for the next 20 minutes. Normally, I would say that. But today, I need to say for the next 17 minutes. You with me? See, I need to say the next 17 minutes. Because I've got to get you to communion. Is that all right? All right. All right. So I want to talk from the topic, the title, or the theme. Praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. Let us pray. Father, once more we come to the preaching hour. God, we come to the time where the people want to hear from you. They don't want to hear from David. So we pray, Lord, that you would move me out the way. God, you take center stage. God, you be the one that be lifted up. God, speak through me like you've never spoke before. Use me like you've never used me before. Take me to places like you've never took me before. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. As the saints of old would say, Lord, walk with me. Lord, hold my hand. Lord, talk with me. And have your way this morning. And all of God's people said, amen. 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 So we looked at the prayer of Psalm 34 last week. This week we're going to look at the praise of Psalm 34. Now, you do know there's a difference between worship and praise. You know that, don't you? For these two words are often linked together. And they're linked together because they're similar. but they're not the same. You see, worship is an expression or adoration of reverence. You see, worship is only reserved for God and God alone. In fact, when we are worshiping, what we're doing is submitting ourselves in true humility and true surrender. You see, worshiping of God can come in many forms, but the most common form when we worship God is when we bow down and we worship God for who he is. You see, praise is different. You see, praise is an expression of approval or adoration. For when we praise God, it's an acknowledgement of what God has done for us. You see, when we give God praise, that's our way of giving God thanks. You see, God woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. He woke me up in my right mind. So I've got a reason to give God some praise. See, I like how the saints of old used to say it. They used to say, he picked me up, and he turned me around, and he placed my feet on solid ground. Yeah, we worship God for who he is, but we praise God for what he's done. Y'all got it? The Bible teaches us that our God is worthy of our praise from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. Our God is worthy to be praised. For in our text today, David is giving God praise for what God has done for him. We learned last week, and you see it in your subscription, meaning the heading before Psalm 34. And I hope you didn't close your Bible. The heading says, this was a psalm that was written by David after he changed his behavior, and David was delivered from death at the hand of King Gath, the king of Gath. He was in a Philistine city. Once David was delivered out of the hands of death, the Bible says that David escaped to the cave in Adullam. And when David got to the cave, he was just so grateful that God answered his prayer and that God delivered him, that David picked up a pen and David began to write these words. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make a boast in the Lord. And the humble shall see and be glad. My first point this morning I'd like to make is that praise is personal. Praise is personal. Notice, if you will, and I hope you ain't close your Bible, the personal pronouns of the text. David says, I, personal pronoun, will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually be in my personal pronoun. He says, my personal pronoun, soul, shall make a boast of the Lord. You see, praise is a personal thing. This word bless in the Hebrew means that I will always say good things about the Lord. David is saying, I have nothing but good things to say about God. And I will always thank God with my mouth for what God has done for me. Yeah. Don't miss this. Praise involves a reason. Therefore, when we are praising God, we are thanking God for what he has done for us. Now, there are those who believe that it doesn't take all that to praise God. It doesn't take all that to say thank you to God. But to them we say, if you knew my story, then you would understand my praise. See, if you knew how the Lord kept me in the rain, if you knew how the Lord kept me when I was in pain, if you knew how the Lord kept me and paid my bills when I didn't have a dime, if you knew how the Lord brought me out when I didn't think I was going to make it, you be praising God just like I do. Yes. When I think about what God has done for you and done for me, we've got a reason to give God praise. Yes. Let me see if I can get on your street. We always are taught in seminary to know the audience that you're preaching to. Amen. So I just want to get on your street for a minute if I could. You see, the Church of the Redeemer, we've got a reason to praise our God. Yes, we do. Yes. You see, the doors are still open. The lights are still on. Sunday after Sunday, God shows up and meets us at the Church of the Redeemer. We've got a reason to celebrate and give our God some praise. For the Bible says that it's God that inhabits the praises of his people. So when we praise him Sunday after Sunday, according to his word, he's got to show up and inhabit our praise. Notice, if you will, where it says, where the praise comes from. My mouth's a little dry to allergies. Bear with me. Notice, if you will, where the praise comes from. You see it. It's right here in the text. It says, it will be in my mouth. Yeah. David is saying, not only will God's praise be inward in my heart and in my soul, but I've got to express what's inside of me. I've got to let it come out of my mouth. You see, not here at the Church of Redeemer, but at other churches. All week long, people give praises to everything and everybody. And then they come to church on Sunday morning, and they've got an empty mouth of praise on their tongue. They sit like God has never done anything for them. You see, when it comes to praise, my head and my heart, they're connected. You see, it's what in my heart that makes my head say, you got to make a sound to the Lord. Let me see if I can say it this way. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, that's my head, and all that he's done for me, then my soul, that's my heart, will say hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. You see, David, remember David wrote this. David is the same one that said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, that I've got to say something and bless his name. Yes. Clapping is good. Dancing is good. Stomping your feet is good. But you got to open your mouth. Yes. Brent Jones helped me with this. With his hit song. I know you heard it. Open your mouth and say something. Brent says, But the best kind of praise is when you open your mouth. You got to open your mouth this morning. Some of y'all in here, oh God, some back praise. Yes, you do. I know you do. You ought to leave here today with a clean tab, paid in full. Give God the praise that is due. Amen. Let me keep it moving. My second point today is that praise is perpetual. Yes, it's right here in the text. The text is preaching today. David says it will continually is the same as perpetually be in my mouth. And David is saying, I will sing praises to my God at all times. This word all, it implies that whether I'm in the lion's den like Daniel, whether I'm in the fiery furnace like the three Hebrew boys, whether I'm in the belly of the fish like Jonah, whether I'm in prison like Paul and Silas, I'm going to sing and give praises to my God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be in my mouth. Whether I'm dealing with prosperity or whether I'm in adversity, whether I'm in safety or whether I'm in danger, whether I'm in a state of joy or in a state of pain where the tears just keep flowing and flowing, I will bless him because that's what I do. Praise is what I do. If the wife or the husband want to act crazy, if the kids want to act like they've lost their mind, if the job seems like it's a hellish place, and even if the people in the church seem devilish, I will continually, at all times, give God praise through the good times and the bad times. Whether I've got plenty of money or no change at all, whether I'm happy or whether I'm sad, I'm going to give God his praise because praise is what I do. Yes. David is teaching us to praise God under all circumstances. The saints of old would say it this way: I praise Jesus in the morning. I praise Jesus in the noonday. I praise Jesus all night long. Yes, our praise is perpetual. You see, we can praise God, our God, in all things, in all circumstances. Because we know this to be true, that all things work together for my good. And if I know that it's working for my good, there's no reason not to stop and give God the praise that he deserves. Now, there's something you need to know about God. Our God is good, and he can never run out of goodness. So God will never, ever cease to show up when I need him. So I can praise him in advance. Yes, I can. So our praise is personal. Secondly, our praise is perpetual. And in that verse, David says, I will praise God at all times. The biblical definition that's used in that verse where it says time, David is talking about seasons and occasions. So he's saying in all seasons of my life, I will praise God. At all occasions in my life, I will praise God. But let me move lastly to my third point. And I thank y'all for hanging in there with me. The third point is praise is public. Yes, it is. It's personal. It's perpetual. But lastly, it is public. Look at the text. I hope you ain't closed your Bible. In verse 3, David says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. You see, David first vows to praise God at all times in verses 1 and 2. But we come to verse number 3, and David is having his praise party. I can see him, because you know David was a dancer. And by the time he gets down to verse 3, he said, come on, join in the praise party. Let us exalt God together. You see, the text says, oh, magnify. This word, magnify, means to make bigger. Make things bigger than they are. For when you use a magnifying glass, you're using a lens to make things bigger than they are. So what David is saying, because you can't make God bigger than God is, for you can't add or take anything away from God. But what David is saying, in my mind, the way that I see things, meaning the lens, that the way I see things, I need to change the way I look at my problems. See, so often we magnify our problems. We make our problems bigger than our God. David is saying, in my mind, I need to make my God bigger than my problems, bigger than my pain, bigger than my hurt. Yes. I've got to, in my mind, I've got to give God his right position. High and lift it up. David says, stop focusing on things that make you feel helpless and hopeless. But focus on our God. Yes. Let me hurry, get to this communion. The praise becomes public. Because David invites us to the praise party. For the text says, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. For David is inviting us to the praise party. And just as David is inviting them to the praise party, this morning, I want to invite Redeemer, that will you magnify the Lord with me? Let everyone under the sound of my voice, let us all exalt his name together. Give him praise. Give him praise. Well, I've got to close and take my seat, but I got to tell you one more thing. You see, Psalm 34, it's a psalm of thanksgiving, but it's also a psalm of praise. Yes, it is. You see, David is thanking God and he's praising God for his deliverance. Oh, you ain't caught up with me yet. You see, on this Communion Sunday, when I look at the table, I thank God for my deliverance. I thank God for the blood that was shed for me way back on Calvary. You see the blood, it never loses its power. It never loses. From the highest mountain to the lowest valley, I'm talking about the blood. When I look at the table, I see my deliverance. Just like David had his deliverance, I see my deliverance from sin, from the price, from the penalty, and from the presence of sin. Yes! So I've got a reason to praise God. So let us exalt his name together. Let us magnify his name, because praise is what we do. Praise is what we do. Amen. As we stand on our feet. Praise is what we do. When we look at the table and we see how God paid the price that we are now delivered. In other words, the table preaches a sermon all by itself. But when I look at the table, I see how he delivered me from death to life. So I've got to give him praise. Praise is what I do. Amen. Amen. As we stand on our feet and the deacons come, our first call this morning is to the one that can't understand why we are so excited this morning. While we're raising hands and tears are flowing and we're shouting, we want you to get to know the Jesus that we know. Is there one among us that doesn't understand or does not have a reason to give God praise? Is there one among us that wants to give God your heart but give the deacon your hand? Will you come? This is the call to salvation. Is there one? Is there one?